track record with this is a little more.
All right.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Are we on here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, this is more fun. A lot of guys want a special public meeting. On December 18th, meeting is being held in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act, and all laws governing have been met. And if the notice of this meeting has been provided in accordance with the requirements of the Open Public Meetings Act, and a copy of this agenda has been sent to the Huntington County Democrat, posted on the bulletin board in the municipal building, and was made available to the public on the township's website on December 15th, 2023.
Okay, Lance, people on Zoom, can you hear the chairman or not?
Okay,
so once we call the roll, once we call to actually, would you mind doing that from over here? Just take my seat.
Yeah.
Oh, that's I was going to say he'd be at disadvantage during the roll call.
So, can you guys hear?
Well, once you get over here, they'll hear.
All right. And you have the folks on, the Zoom folks for the record. Or Zoom.
You're going to call everybody.
Madam Secretary, would you call the roll, please?
Absolutely. Aversa?
Here.
Butcher?
Absent.
Next, you got me out of zone too. You're sitting next to me. You see the name there. You don't see it over there.
No, I'm still. I'm giving you a second. I'm disoriented sitting over here. Okay.
Johnson?
Absent.
Okay, here we go.
Jacobs?
Here.
Laser?
Here.
Flyhand?
Here.
McCaffrey?
Here.
Malay?
I think so.
Semay?
Here.
All right. So tonight we have two resolutions and we have some vouchers. So it's a quick meeting. I appreciate everyone's flexibility and accommodating. The first resolution I'm going to recuse from, which I've been doing, so I'm going to step away and let maybe Mr. Higgins.
Oh, sorry, you're going to have to move.
Okay. Vice Chairman Higgins will assume the chair.
Now, in a switch, can I just sit there and keep quiet?
Yeah.
No, you'll leave.
Well, you'll leave this place.
All right.
And then there were three wise men.
This is resolution number 2023-02, the lot of County, Block 90, Lot 2015, 63 Payne Road. Application number 2017-08.
That's
it. All right. And this is version 3. And it's a resolution
dated December 17th, 2023.
There you go. All right. It's a resolution memorializing the grant of a third modification of condition number 12 on the site plan improvement. Resolution number 2018-01 will allow a third extension of time within which the applicant must obtain permits to the occupancy. And two, a modification of condition 18 of resolution number 2023-01 to allow an extension of the time within which applicant must submit a complete application for preliminary and final site plan approval as to the landscaping plan.
Okay, so the board members who are eligible to vote to adopt this that are here are Glazer, Higgins, Kleinhans, McCaffrey, Malay, and Aversa. And just for the record, Larry, I hear that you and the board secretary are going to be reviewing this application for completeness within the next couple of days. Is that correct?
Correct.
Before the end of December.
Correct.
One of you guys want to make a motion to adopt this resolution?
So moved.
Seconded.
Ms. Kleinhans got it seconded. All those, roll call, please.
Butcher is absent.
Aversa?
Yes.
Glazer?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes.
Kleinhans? Yes. McCaffrey?
Yes.
Malay?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, we'll trade places.
Yep.
Trading places.
Musical chairs tonight at Planner. All right, next up we have resolution 2023-04 Ingerman Development Company LLC, the Willows at Spruce Rush. Now, this is technically the fourth draft is in front of you, dated December 17th, 2023. I'm going to read in a couple of minor revisions into the record, which will make this the fifth draft that's going to be adopted tonight, December 18th. And this memorializes the grant of amended preliminary and final major site plan approval, a C1 variance for retaining wall separation and height, and exceptions from the tree replacement requirements, landscape buffer and groundwater recharge requirements to allow construction of an inclusionary multifamily development. And the board members
still we switch pages. So replacement is misspelled on my copy on the third line in the bold. Exceptions to the true replacement.
Oh, yes, look at that. Yeah, the spell check doesn't work on all caps.
Doesn't work on all, well, it's a setting. You can change it.
Okay, you didn't know. You only set that every day.
What happens fine.
Okay. So, pages 19 and 21. Let's go to page 19. And there's two minor changes in the same condition, which is condition 1E11. And these are 17 conditions that the board members want to impose on the approval. Number 11 says, add evergreen trees to the cross out west, put east. Add evergreen trees to the east side of the retaining wall in an appropriate area so that the trees will grow and not damage the retaining wall, and add a note stating that the trees shall be field located to screen the neighboring residences to the east from site lighting. That's the change on page 19. The change on page 21 is to condition 3J. Instead of the applicant shall create a conservation easement, blah, 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 it's going to read the applicant shall record a conservation easement in favor of the township to blah, blah, blah. The rest remains the same. So with those two proposed changes, can make this version 5. Okay, you got something else?
No, replace the three changes.
Okay, with the three changes. Can I just ask a question on that?
Yes.
What does the conservation in favor of the township mean? The conservation easement precludes them from doing any development.
Right.
Who's in favor of is who can enforce it.
Right.
But that doesn't mean the town has to maintain it.
No.
Got it. Right. But that's who enforces it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, yeah, could say that the neighbors would have to enforce it.
No, understood.
So the board members that are eligible to vote on that are here are Sine, Glazer, Aversa, Kleinhans, and McCaffrey. I'm going to make it a motion to adopt.
I will. Mike Aversa.
Second, McCaffrey.
Roll call.
Aversa?
Yes.
Glazer?
Yes.
Kleinhans?
Yes.
McCaffrey?
Yes.
Sime?
Yes. Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Passes. Thank you. What do we have? We have some new business. We have the vouchers. Kate, you can go. Have a good one. Yep, she's already gone. She didn't need to be told. The vouchers were out there on the box link, I think. They were all pretty straightforward. I've reviewed them.
I have a question.
Sure.
We pay for travel time?
We tend to not, is my understanding. I noticed on one of them, I assume that was a special, like a non-traditional.
Maybe that's a different question. What are the guidelines under which circumstances we pay travel time? Maybe that's what I should be asking.
Not overseas. You got to look at the contract.
Right.
My recollection is that for meetings, the contract says no. But just so you know, the appellate commission in a public case said that professionals can bill an escrow account for travel if they have to go somewhere to do something that's billable.
Or a site visit.
Correct. And so, for example, if it's during the day, charge travel. If it's going to, I think the contract specifies if it's travel to one of the board meetings, no. So, for example, when I went out for the site visit, and the security expert went for the site visit, and the landscape expert went for the site visit out at Dubai,
yeah.
I believe all those are chargeable. Tonight's meeting, when we just did those resolutions, my travel is not chargeable. That's my recollection from the contract. But again, according to that television case, if the contract allowed it, you would be allowed to charge
okay.
travel.
Yeah. In this instance, it was a township.
I would agree with that too. Maybe you've got no problem.
If it's a township expense or if
it's a planning expense.
Right. If a township employee, such as the township attorney, is reviewing something on an application, it is chargeable through the escrow account.
This is a planning expense. It's for Highlands planning and it has nothing to do with a particular application. Correct. It is not escrow.
Okay. So if you guys are approving it, it's coming from the planning board budget.
Correct. Which is why I think, in this instance, we probably should hold off on approving
it. If you hold off, then the town can pay out of its budget.
Yeah.
It'll be us to do it.
Yeah.
So you want to pull that one?
Yes.
So that one is the Burgess.
Yeah,
one
Burgess, one day.
It was the first line, but I remember the travel.
Yeah.
November 1st, 2011.
Yeah.
So if we pull that one out, I'll make a motion to approve the remaining vouchers.
I just have a question on the remaining, well.
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
On the Claire Real Estate, is that ours or does that belong to the Board of Adjustment? Because there's an awful lot of invoices there.
That's Round Valley Dentistry.
Isn't that,
I thought that's Round Valley. That's just the owner, right? That's a planning board application.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Let's follow up on something. I think continuing work or something is us. That's all.
Yeah.
I asked the same question too. There's some of these, they're preliminary meetings, like the Y, you know.
And question. Clinton Woods.
Yeah, the Y and then 1022,
Route 22,
or whatever that is either, but okay.
Yeah, correct. 1022.
You guys know what they are, that's fine. I just didn't know what they were.
1022 Route 22 is when an applicant wants their experts to meet with the board experts. If they post an escrow, then they can have a pre-application meeting, which we don't do if they don't post escrow, because we don't want a pre-application meeting coming out of the planning board or the Board of Adjustment budget. But we may not be familiar with them, Sue,
right.
And that's because they haven't come in front of the formal board. You know, we're relying on the fact that they worked with the professionals, they submitted a bill, it's an escrow, so then it does go to the applicant.
And Clinton Woods,
Clinton Woods is Pearl, and it's the affordable housing. I know the answer.
There's another question Tom has about Clinton Woods, but I think that's the one we just...
That's a different one. But it's the affordable. It's Pearl's. That's more
okay. Clinton Woods Apartments is the name for Pearl's development.
It was a planning board application.
Yeah.
So I think this is cleanup as well for that because they're coming here.
Correct, because they're coming. They're in there now on TCOs.
Yep.
And they are going about trying to get permanent COs, so now they're going to have their landscaping and engineering.
They submitted a bond release, that shouldn't be a recommendation for bond release. They just submitted a final as-built for review.
Yeah. All right. Anybody else have any more questions? All right. So I'll make a motion. Is there a second? You're making a motion?
Yes.
Everything except for the first, the summer one,
Burgess and Associates.
Burgess and Associates.
Oh,
of 12-1 or something?
Make sure you're, I want to make sure I get the right one here. I don't want this. Is there another one in there?
Not from, there are other Burgess ones.
Is it non-escrow Burgess one from November 1st?
With the invoice number?
Yeah, the invoice number.
43158.
43158 is the invoice that's being pulled, and it's going to go from the planning board to the township committee. Is that correct?
Correct.
So I've made the motion to pay, approve payment of all the vouchers except for the 43518.
43158.
I'll second that very lengthy motion.
Roll call.
Aversa?
Yes.
Glazer?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes.
Kleinhans?
Yes.
McCaffrey?
Yes.
Malay?
Yes.
Semay?
Yes.
Good. Given that that's all on our agenda.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay.
Those poor planning board people look like they're getting ready to get started. Our board of adjustment people, rather.
Thanks, everybody.
Why is it not stopping?
Merry Christmas, I'll see you.